The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
You know, I spent that entire break tallying emails, Facebook posts. Oh, I am inundated here with input from the great What's On Your Mind audience. And another hour is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. In case you missed it, we started last hour with breaking news and a big dilemma. The breaking news that it is official now, as we first reported, President Obama will visit North Dakota in June, but we now know where and when. Next Friday, the 13th of June, the President and the First Lady will be in Cannonball, North Dakota, Standing Rock Indian Reservation. The President announced that today in a Native American publication, Indian Country Today, op-ed that he wrote. Now, folks may be familiar with how many years has the tractor trek gone on? Todd Mitchell is here with me as always.
This is the 17th, if I'm not mistaken.
So there's some pretty rich history on the tractor trek, and this is the second one that I got a chance to participate in, and we cooked up this idea to actually broadcast a part of the show from the tractor. And in this case, it'll be a 1944 John Deere LA that my son purchased a while back and has been restoring, and he's taking on another tractor, and a buddy is taking on another tractor, so kind of a combined event to take in tractor trek with lots of fellow listeners, and also, spend some time with my son. So here is the dilemma. The dilemma is stay on plan, being on that tractor with the good folks on the 13th and my son, or divert to cover the presidential visit of Barack Obama in Cannonball. And short of a couple of creative suggestions, one of combining the events and actually sending a whole lot of folks on tractors down, that's actually a very good idea. And whether or not, you could do it with a tractor trek, but, I mean, some sort of farmer-led effort to meet with the president. You know, there's been talk, Senator Heitkamp said he ought to meet with energy leaders. I think he ought to. But, we just spent the last half hour or so talking about a proposed rule that would have an enormous impact on farmers. That's just one issue. I mean, listen to what Doyle Johannes said, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. He said that what the EPA wants to do will impact every aspect of our lives, from normal farming practices to our urban neighbors who mow their yards and how much our local schools drain water off their football fields. It's a major impact. Just one proposal from the administration. So I do like the idea of in some way combining the efforts and maybe a tractor trek to Standing Rock would provide some balance to the coverage. But here's the question. Here's the dilemma. Stay on plan for the 13th. Be on that tractor, broadcast, be with my son, participate in that event, or change of plans with the presidential calendar and a major news event in North Dakota, a visit of President Obama and his wife to Indian Country. What should I do? What do you, as the audience of this program, want me to do? What do you think would better serve the audience? And I'm not doing this tongue-in-cheek. I'm actually, fairly conflicted. Was very much looking forward to the 13th and planning a long time for Tractor Trek and the little broadcast and being with folks. And I also believe very strongly, agree or disagree, whatever the party, when a president visits, is a big deal. It's worthy of coverage. And, the opportunity that presents itself to focus on North Dakota is on the world stage when a president visits is no small matter. So what say you? That's the question. 800-228-0550 to answer. 701-258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Couple emails and then I'll get back to the phones here. Kathy says, I didn't and wouldn't vote for Obama, but you should be present and cover his visit. I believe our senators and representative in D.C. would want you to be there. Also, although I agree with many of your callers' opinions of the president, we do need to respect the office, says Kathy. Another emailer says, Obama doesn't deserve media coverage in this state, self-serving politician. Justin writes, Scott, why is this president coming to North Dakota now but was quick to decline when Representative Kevin Claymer asked him a few months ago? Something to ask Mr. Kramer, I guess. Go to a tractor trek. Somebody at Lumber Plus says, who or what has done more for North Dakota or the USA, for that matter, the tractors or the trickster? Oh, the commentary has been enlightening today. Is it the tractors or the trickster? Who's the trickster, do you think? Yeah, yeah. Carol says, yes, it's a big deal that the president is visiting North Dakota. What about the other crook visiting today at United Tribes? There probably won't be a display outside of the college to impeach Eric Holder, but there should be, as this man is a disgrace to his office. He's been mixed up in many impeachable offenses in this country, but the dumbed-down public will not be there to protest, I'm sure, says Carol in Bismarck.
Wow, feeling the love.
Yeah, we'll add those to the list as well.
13th tractor trek, by the way. It was 13th. That was off a little
bit. It's official.
It's been around quite a while, though.
Got it. Back to the phones. Bill in Grand Forks, what's your vote?
Well, I'm not in favor of Obama coming to North Dakota. I think he's evil and trying to lead us into socialism. And I know he's... I don't really respect him as a president.
You're not alone in your sentiments, Bill. We've heard that from others. But when a president visits, is it worthy of, in my case, coverage for you as the audience to say, here's what he said, here's what was presented, at least to cover it fairly? Do you or just want it ignored?
Well, I was in the Army, and I respected Eisenhower. He was my commander-in-chief, and he at least knew which end of the rifle was the dangerous end. I just don't care for this guy.
So has your lack of support of this president caused you to lose respect for the office in general?
Well, not really for the office. It's just that I kind of think this guy's evil.
Bill, appreciate the call. Corey Manton is sad. Isn't it sad that, and I believe that we're hearing the majority opinion of North Dakotans. This does not surprise me in any way, shape, or form, but it still saddens me. It really does. That a president could be so, disliked and thought of in this manner. Corey and Mandan, it's his own doing. He's brought it on himself with his policies, but it is still sad to me. Corey and Mandan, what's your vote?
Yeah, I'd echo the last caller. I agree with him. I don't want him here, but he's going to be here, and you might as well be down there to cover it fair. The liberal media is not going to do what they should be doing. It's just a turning point in our country with this president who is just unlawful, and we just need someone else in there. Hopefully we'll get a good conservative person in there that change things around.
But you want your humble host covering the event of the president and
I do. I think it would be good for you to be down there and be fit, put a light on the lies and stuff that he's going to tell. He's not going to be honest. But
Corey, thanks for the call. Larry, you're up.
Four things. First off, I'm for the tractor trek. I'll make it quick. Number one, Veggie One is a reference to Michelle Obama's involvement in the school lunch program. Two, Obama's trip will be as one lie after another. Three, as for local media interviewing Obama, I'll bet you a dollar to a donut if anyone interviews him, it'll either be Joel, the senator's brother, Heitkamp, or Comrade Ed Schultz. And four, I have a question for you. What exactly is there to be optimistic about?
I am of the belief you never lose hope, and I don't put my faith and hope in any politician of any stripe. And to me, what is there to be optimistic about? Yes, never lose hope. Never lose hope. I'm disturbed that 6 out of 10 folks think the American dream is dead. That disturbs me, scares me, more so because it says that people have lost an anchor, and that anchor is so vibrant to keeping your eye on the ball. And so I'm not going to let a president or political party sway my hope, regardless of storm clouds on the horizon, would be my answer, Larry. Appreciate it, though. Bob in Grafton, your vote.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Todd. Listen, as a veteran myself, let me say first that I really admire and respect the gentleman that called a little bit ago who served under Eisenhower. My respect is out to him as a fellow serviceman. Secondly, I think this president is a disaster. I think he's absolutely dangerous, and I am appalled as a veteran at what just happened with the prisoner exchange. I think you should cover it, Scott, because I know how much you want to cover this tracker thing, and that would be great. But as one of the other callers said, I really don't want to listen to 790 covering it. I think we need the common sense out there. You know, we need you out there covering it so that we can get a fair assessment of the goings-on there. So I think you should cover it.
All right. Appreciate the call. We're going to add you to the list. A lot of folks weighing in here. Tom and Ray, let's get you in quickly.
Hey, Scott and Todd. Scott, is your son okay with doing the tractor track by himself without you this year?
I don't know. I haven't even posed the question. We just found out this morning that the president was coming, so I haven't seen him running around the office here yet.
Good point.
I think you should get his opinion. If he's okay with it, you should be there when the president shows up. His opinion.
We can do both.
And next year you can maybe put them on the tractor track again next year.
All right, Tom, good advice. Check with the son.
Very
because
good.
That's part of it, in addition to just wanting to be there to cover the tractor track. Thanks, Tom. More votes coming up. Don't go away, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The tech office putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their application. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Cheek here, know it really can't happen, but I'd go on the tractor ride, and then when Air Force One gets out to North Dakota circling looking for a place to land, deny him access, send him packing back to Washington, send a real message. Everybody's just so sick of this guy. There's nothing good to come out of him visiting. Standing Rock maybe needs some attention, probably does. There, but let him go home.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glad you're listening. 800-228-0550. Who volunteers for that effort, by the way? The person that would be on the tractor on the tarmac. I think you'd get a visit from the Secret Service. I know it was tongue in cheek, but, denying access. Can you imagine? It'd make the evening news anyway, but I think the other caller's idea was a better one to get down there. And I think it was Jerry. I forget where Jerry was calling from, but Sean sent a note here. Said Jerry had a great idea to add to it. Set up a time that all tractors could rev up at once and drown out Obama's speech. Plus, generate a huge dark diesel exhaust cloud. Man, the creativity here is getting rather interesting. Let's get back to the phones at 800-225-550, listening on iHeartRadio in Hazen. Here's Jesse. Hello, Jesse.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Not too bad. Been following this news line on Facebook and KXMA and your guys' website and your show, and there's a lot of negative comments out there, and mine have been some of them, but I don't want people to get my feelings wrong, and I think a lot of people's feelings, it's maybe not so much that we don't want him to come here, it's that he's coming here and he's going to visit a reservation. In our state right now, we have oil, we have coal, we have wind, we've got all these regulations coming up about air quality and water quality and all the new standards, and we've got a housing issue, we've got road issues, and yet our economy is the best in the nation. So he's going to waste a whole bunch of money burning up the oil that he doesn't want us to dig up anymore to fly Air Force One out here, and he's going to go visit a reservation. I think the problem that a lot of people, including me, have is what he's going to do when he's here. If he's going to come to our state, go look at the stuff you need to look at. Understand what's going on. They're complaining about coal and coal-fired power plants. We have the cleanest air in the nation. And I live right in the middle of 6 power plants within 25 miles of my house in all directions. He's wasting the taxpayers' dollars coming here for this trip if all he's going to do is go down to Standing Rock and hold some hands. That's my feelings on the trip.
Unfortunately, we've had some fabulous suggestions of what he ought to do when he's here. I'm serious. Some good ones, from folks, even when we previously announced that he was coming, and, what should he do, what should he see, because Senator Heitkamp had said her push would be for him to meet with energy leaders. And, we had a lot of great suggestions. The truth of the matter is Senator Heitkamp might have some influence, but the very few others are going to. He's going to come here to check a box. The box is to visit a reservation for the first time as president. And all you need to do is read his op-ed. I have it up on our Facebook page, and you can read it, because the whole thing is about, what he's done for tribal leaders and what he's doing with Obamacare and the Violence Against Women Act and on and on. He's coming here to change the story from we're taking on coal, from we're doing 5-for-1, terrorist for a soldier swaps, VA, Obamacare, he's trying to change the narrative. So he's not about to venture into any other area that's going
to
bring that up, unfortunately. But he's
coming to the wrong state.
That's why I'm glad he's coming. I think that's a natural storyline for all these national reporters that are going to come along. And they will probably ask some questions. Why aren't you in coal country? Why aren't you up in the oil country? Why aren't you talking to farmers? Why is North Dakota the fastest growing economy in the country, the lowest unemployment? That's an inconvenient truth for him, despite him, but I think that's why he's hunkering down in Standing Rock, which is one of the reasons I'd love to go, to be able to try and attempt to influence the narrative a little bit, even visiting with some national media members. But that's the dilemma, and welcome your votes on where I ought to be on Friday, on plan at the Tractor Trek, or covering the president's visit for you. Tom in Jamestown, what do you say?
Well, I would agree with your past callers. I think President Obama considers probably most people in North Dakota, especially everybody west of I-29, to be clinging to our guns and religion and that type of thinking that he did when he campaigned for president. But my vote would be that you would cover Obama and you would ask the following question. Ask him why, again, he never completely gave a satisfactory answer to this question. Why, when he was in the Illinois legislature as a senator, he was the only member of the Illinois legislature to vote against a bill that would cause a doctor during a botched abortion to try to save the baby. He was the only one that voted against that. And in my thinking, that is probably at the top of the list of what motivates Barack Obama as to why he does what he does and says what he says and thinks what he thinks. He's a proponent of partial birth abortion, of course. Why wouldn't he be after voting for something like that, which is a hideous form of genocide that's taken place in our country? And to me, that's at the top of the list. And if you could somehow, if you have the opportunity to ask him those questions there on the reservation, I think that would be very beneficial to explain exactly who Barack Obama is and what he's all about.
Well, precisely because I could ask that question or any others about the things we just talked about, that North Dakota compared to the rest of the country is why there's no chance I'd be allowed an opportunity to ask a question. And by the way, I don't think the president will get asked that question anywhere, let alone in North Dakota, even though, as you point out, it's part of his record as a legislator. Only 90 seconds left in this segment, so I'm going to quickly go through the comments here. Just give me your headline. David and Fezzenden, your take quickly.
As far as I'm concerned, if you want to cover it, it is a free country, although by Obama's standards, it is not a free country. So you're not going to be able to ask any questions what you want anyway. But if you do cover it, I will find another radio station to listen to. Thank you.
Wow. So you don't even want to hear about coverage. Okay. Appreciate that. I'm going to put you down as a tractor trick then, I guess, because you'd rather hear the broadcast next.
<think? laughs>
Brian in Jamestown, quickly, go ahead.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, sir. Your vote.
Hey, go to the tractor trick. The only reason Obama's coming here, when you're trying to sell something like the war on coal, it's easier to sell it when you're standing shoulder to shoulder with people looking at the same problem versus face to face. And the only reason there's a war on coal, the only reason he's got the influence on the EPA is to cripple political contributions to Republican candidates. And I'll stand by that statement. That's exactly what he's doing. He's making them spend so much money on regulating their industries, they're not going to have enough to give to the Republicans when it comes time to vote.
No, interesting take on that one, Brian. Thank you for that. A different president in our focus next, Ronald Reagan. Today is the 10th anniversary of his death. We'll talk with one of his biographers, Dr. Paul Kenger, when we come back. And then we'll end the show with your final votes and tallies. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a home contract. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a home contract. KeepItLocal.com.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24-7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting. 24-7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For the top of the hour, telephone number is 800-228-0550. We're going to chat with Dr. Paul Kanger in a minute. I could take these calls if you give me a name on the callers that are waiting to weigh in here. And we're going to chat with a biographer about Ron in just a moment. And as I sit here and think about call after call after call after call with derogatory comments about the President of the United States and his policies, I think about a different time in America when you didn't read polls about 6 in 10 Americans believing the American dream was dead, as CNN Money reported this week. And today, June 5th, is the 10-year anniversary of the death of Ronald Reagan. So we're going to spend a little time talking about another president and another time and talk about this book, which, by the way, talks about the 11 principles of Ronald Reagan. Pat in New Salem, let's get you in while we're waiting for Dr. Kanger here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm kind of, just don't forget what happened with Chris Christie when he did that. So a lot of the residents evidently don't approve of this. So just that's all. Just don't forget what he did there. So
Ron, you lost me, Pat. What do you mean? What's the connection to Chris Christie?
Just for the election, when he did with Romney, you know, he has Obama come down there and stuff, and Obama just, as far as respect for human life and his political agenda, I mean, human life's almost like a perishable item to him, the way he's been running things.
So are you saying if I covered the president, what happened to Chris Christie may happen to me, where I end up kind of getting a man crush on him or
well,
something, or what?
You know, I'd leave a bitter taste in people's mouths. That's all, maybe.
That's
what's going on with at least those hostages and this other deal just coming up. So
yeah, there's the overwhelming push here is for the tractor track. It's winning big right now. I haven't even had a chance to tally it all up here, but I will before the end of the show. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate the call. Bob in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, Bob.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, good. First of all, we have to respect the office of president, that's for sure. And with that in mind, I'm kind of leaning toward we should go to Cannonball. But I'm not real strong either way on that. What I was thinking is that if you decide to go to Cannonball, maybe you could carpool with George Sinner, the candidate for U.S. House. I'm sure he'll be going down there to stand on the stage beside his president.
Well, that's an interesting angle, Bob. I mean, there's a little bit of a dilemma for Senator Heitkamp, and obviously in the case of George Sinner, a Democratic candidate for office. I see that George Sinner's already put out a press release about this, making note of the fact that he doesn't see eye to eye with the president. So, listen, I don't know how many calls we've taken here today on the program, but a lot. And it's quite obvious the president and his policies are not popular here in any way, shape, or form. And, that's a real tough deal for a guy like George Shinner running for office. He has to quickly kind of say, it's not a long press release here, but it says, while there are a number of things on which the president and I don't see eye to eye, we do share an appreciation. This press release is kind of goofy. I can't read it verbatim.
Well, that's great, as long as he maintains that after he gets to D.C.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and bring this up so I can read it. They sent it in a kind of an odd format, so it cuts off. But anyway, he's having to balance that really dangerous little, and Senator Heitkamp, same thing. I mean, when it was first announced he was coming, first thing she said is that he needs to meet with energy leaders. It's not an easy place to be a Democrat in North Dakota and having a presidential visit. So I like your carpooling suggestion, but it would be an interesting ride for sure. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call. Let's think about a different time in American history when we had a president like Ronald Wilson Reagan. And, I truly am a little sad at the day to hear call after call after call have such a low opinion of the president of the United States. It really is. And part of this, for the benefit of our guest here, is because the president announced North Dakota next Friday. So today, being the anniversary of Ronald Reagan's death, we thought we'd invite Dr. Paul Kanger to join us, a professor of political science at Grove City College, executive director of their Center for Vision and Values, internationally recognized authority on Ronald Reagan and his presidency, and a New York Times bestselling author. New book's called 11 Principles of a Reagan Conservative. Dr. Paul Kanger back with us. How are you, Paul?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us and spending a couple of minutes to reflect on the presidency of Ronald Wilson Reagan. What a change. Certainly there was no lack of opposition to Ronald Reagan. He was called a lot of bad things, but it seems to me we're in a very different place 10 years after Reagan's death and even more years removed from the Reagan presidency, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. I mean, the presidency is not as respected as it once was, and neither is the country. And in fact, there's data out. I saw it was posted today that 59% of Americans no longer believe in the American dream. And, that was completely, totally different in the 1980s. Ronald Reagan, he had a lot of people on the liberal side who were critics, but they usually liked him as a person. And one thing that even academics and liberal journalists, everybody universally agrees upon in regard to Reagan is that Reagan really changed the national mood in the country from this post-Watergate, post-Vietnam, malaise, misery index, just bad feeling about the country to mourning in America. We talk about America glowingly as the shining city upon a hill. This place where people from all over the world yearning and hungering for freedom could come to. And sadly, I think that a lot of that is gone today.
He was the eternal optimist, and you describe him as that in the book. It was very obvious in everything he said and did. Do you think he'd still describe America as a shining city on a hill today?
That's a great question. I don't know. I mean, here I'm imposing my own view on it. I'm not optimistic about the country, but Reagan was this inveterate optimist, right? Even hopelessly optimistic, people would say about him. He'd find a way to turn his optimism into a negative, he complained at one point. But Reagan just had this unshakable, abiding faith in the American people. And he insists on this, if the American people are presented with both sides of an issue in full, complete information, he said the American people will make the right choice each and every time. Now, that doesn't mean that every single person in America would always make the right choice, but he had strong confidence in the majority. Now, the one thing that I'm concerned about now is the America today, compared to the America 50 years ago or 100 years ago when Ronald Reagan was born, I mean, we don't have the same shared set of values and morals that we once did.
So I don't know if even presented fully with all the accurate information, if Americans would necessarily still choose the right thing. But Ronald Reagan, until the day he died, always believed that.
An emailer says, Scott, is it not so very sad that you have to dwell on the past when there was really an America dream? Now the American dream is how much you can get from the government, like extended unemployment benefits or food stamps or an Obama phone. Again, what is there to be optimistic about? You never answered
yeah.
that, Scott. I think he's referring to a previous call that someone asked me, and I said, I don't put my hope in a politician, quite honestly. I loved Ronald Reagan. He's the reason I'm a conservative, and I love the man. I loved his policies. But to me, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, I'm going to put my hope in something much bigger than a political leader. But it is sad, but I have optimism because of the American people. I believe that they're, you know, they might not be the loudest voices, but the silent majority in this country is one of a Reagan-esque belief in American ideals. Don't you think, Dr. King?
Oh no, yeah, I agree, Scott. Reagan. Give you a kind of a sense of comparison on some hard data here. Right now in America, there are 48 million Americans on food stamps. Okay, now when Reagan left office, there were 18 million. And Reagan had brought that number down. Obama has, I believe, doubled the number of people on food stamps. Now Ronald Reagan would have saw that 48 million Americans on food stamps as an absolute tragedy. I sincerely don't know that Obama thinks that way. And in fact, quite the contrary. And I won't say that this is the intent of what they're doing, but I think liberals and progressives see the result, 48 million people, 40 million Americans on food stamps, and they say, you know, this is a guaranteed voting block for us. Even if we, let's say for the sake of argument that we don't like this 48 million Americans. Let's say a Democrat says that. But a Democrat would still say, yeah, but, you know, they're going to vote for the party of government. No question about that. Ronald Reagan would have said that is a very sad, sick condition. Yeah, Reagan talked all the time about belief in the individual. It's one of the 11 principles that I have in this book. In fact, it's the last of the 11 principles. And Reagan said, Americans aren't masses. Americans aren't part of a collective. Obama talks all the time about our collective action, our collective shoulder. Obama even used the term our collective salvation. And Reagan shuddered to think that Americans would ever be part of a collective. You see, we are a nation of individuals that together make this country a great country.
We only have a minute left, but I do want give me the run through the rest of the 10 of the principles so folks can understand a little bit more about the book.
Sure, I'll just rattle off a few. I won't go through all of them, but there's faith, freedom, sanctity and dignity of human life, peace through strength, limited government, lower taxes. One of my favorites, peace through strength, I think it applies especially right now. You know, Ronald Reagan said that when you're dealing with Russians, and especially a KGB type, and here I think of exactly Vladimir Putin, he said you needed to approach the Russians with a dove of peace in one hand and a sword in the other. He said the Russians respect strength, not weakness. And Obama basically approached Putin with a dove of peace in one hand and a bouquet of roses in the other. And you can't do that with the Russians. And I think that's why we see the Russians acting up now rather than withdrawing and retracting like they did under Reagan.
And I keep my optimism because I believe the vast majority of America, although a silent majority is in that camp of the list you've just listed there, and certainly they are in the great state that we call home, very obvious from today's conversation. Dr. Paul Kanger, thanks for the time. The 11 conservative principles of Ronald Reagan, great new book, and the 10th anniversary of his death today. Remember that? Wow. A great example
Thank
of how America stood Ronald Reagan. You too, Paul. Good to talk to you. All right, when we come back, last chance to vote on the big dilemma of the day on What's on Your Mind. Give us a call.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Gluck, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Fathers who love tools and nuts and bolts love Max. Think of your dad during the Max Father's Day sale. Choose from over 1,000 extra value tools, all priced 25% off. Buy a $100 Max gift card for only $75. Save $50 on a radio-controlled helicopter. Scott's Easy Grass Seed is half off. Find these savings and more at the Max Father's Day sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I'd like to see the media show up, but I'd like to see nobody from North Dakota show up to show them how disappointed we are in them.
All right, Mike Minot says, yeah, media, you go. He didn't say whether he wanted me to go or not, but media, you go. Nobody else show up. Wouldn't that be interesting? Here's another.
Yeah, I'd go to the tractor trek. You know, we've got a world-class oil play going out here, and you think that the president would want to come out and see what's going on out here, but you know. Unbelievable what he does. That's my comment.
Appreciate the comment. Emailer here says, I would rather see Daryl's racing pigs than Obama cover the tractor trek, says says Brian. All right, another vote there at Ed Camp. Kurt in Bismarck, let's get to you here at 800-228-0550, and then we're going to have a final tally here. A lot of input on the dilemma, and appreciate the wise counsel of the audience here today. Go ahead, Kurt.
Well, blessed morning to you and your audience.
You as well, sir. Thank you.
I just wanted to comment that I got a little different take on your trip. First of all, I don't think you can lose. If you go to the tractor trek, you're going to spend a wonderful day with our hardworking enterprise agribusiness people in the state. And I think it would be unique for anybody in your position to go to a one-time event, historical event, any way you look at it, to see a president of the United States whose office certainly deserves some respect. And there's going to be many people down there that you will be surprised, particularly in Canada, a lot of combat veterans who have our families who've given their lives to uphold the Constitution so a president can go about and take care of his business, or you can choose to go to a tractor trek or go see the president. So it looks to me like you've got two good choices.
Exactly. Just so you know, if the tractor trek hadn't been on the calendar as long as it has, plus this fun little plan to broadcast from the tractor and the fact that I'm driving the tractor that my son is restoring. He was working on it last night, but we've got a ton of work to do, and they're sandblasting them, and they're doing all this for this event. And so he's driving a tractor. A friend of his is driving a tractor, and then I'm driving his, a 44 John Deere LA. But for that event being on the calendar and planned and really looking forward to it, there's no doubt I would go cover the president. I would be there. And
you would enjoy yourself. You would be treated with great respect. And with that said, the simple fact that this isn't just something that just happened overnight. President Obama has been meeting with tribal elected leadership on an annual basis since he took presidency and had vowed that he would come and see for himself what it was like to be at one of these places. So I think the smokescreen in this situation, certainly one can believe it if you want to, but this has been in the works for a while.
Kurt, appreciate the call. Let's get Dave on the road to listen on 550 K-Fire in here. Go ahead, Dave, your vote.
Well, thank you, sir. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Oh, man, it's like I told the gentleman to answer the phone. I'm just riding the guy in our beautiful state. And God bless America for one thing. Two, I think if it was me, I'd take my son and go see a president of the United States regardless of what he's been doing or what he's done. It's just the fact that he's the president of the United States. You got to overlook all the other deals on a day like this. And third thing is about that obese thing you did yesterday, and I wasn't able to make a comment, and I appreciate you bringing it out. And to let you know that I used to work for a trucking company that hired a gentleman that was upset. He weighed over 300 pounds. They moved his seat back and raised the steering wheel where he was able to get in the truck. And he drove for him for like 7 years. And he retired, and 6 months after he retired, he passed away from being over heavy set. So you have yourself a good day. May God bless, and I'll talk to you on my way back. Thank you, sir.
All right, Dave, appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Wendy says, go tractor trekking, please. My dad, Clarence Berg, lifelong rancher, Korean War veteran, passed away last week. He loved participating in tractor trek, was able to drive his Ford Golden Jubilee tractor and an Alice D-17 in several treks. He would be disgusted, to put it mildly, if you gave any coverage of this president's visit to North Dakota. Thanks, Scott, for supporting our veterans. Wendy, God bless you and your dad, Clarence Berg. And may he rest in peace. Stephen says, your son and family are top priority and are irreplaceable. Presidents come and go, trek, trek, trek. All right, so here's the tally, by the way. Well, let me squeeze in Benny and Bismarck. One last call from Benny and Bismarck before I make the final tally announcement. Go ahead, Benny, give me a number.
I would go to the tractor trek. It's only once a year. You can see this other guy anytime. He's just going to be there bashing the white man anyway, so have at it.
Thank
All
you.
Right, Benny. Now, I can't go see him every day in North Dakota is the problem, but your vote is the majority vote by a long shot. You ready for the tally, Tom? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 42 for the tractor trek. 5, 10, 15, 16, 17, 18. It is it's 2-1. Tractor trek versus the visit of the President of the United States. All right,
so you could do both. You know, you could be there. Your son could be a tractor trek. Could cover both. Just saying.
Just I'm going to go with the will of the people, and they've spoken loudly here. But unless, obviously, the schedule of the president allows us to do both. More on this tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Holy buckets. It was fun hearing your opinions on all sides today. Appreciate it very much. Keep them coming, by the way. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
My friends at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, and Walker, Minnesota have done it again. They've come up with a great deal just for listeners of this program. If you go to chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code Scott, here's the deal you're going to get for the entire summer. Stay three nights at Chase. Get your fourth night free. Simple as that. Lakeside condo, Lakeview hotel room, classic lodging, whatever you need. Three nights at Chase, fourth night free. Guided fishing on Leech Lake. Walk to downtown Walker. Take the pontoons out. Do a little jet skiing on the lake. Or just relax in the lakeside dining of the 502 restaurant. Chase on the Lake embodies the comfort of up north. It is absolutely fantastic. And this deal is good all summer long. No blackout dates, no restrictions. Pick your date. Stay three nights. Get your fourth night free. Simple as that. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Enter the promo code Scott or call them. Say, hey, Scott told me to call you. The number's 888- Chase 06, I want this great deal. 888-CHASE-06 or online at chaseonthelake.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Poor market to cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life, or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com